At OptVia, our mission is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. The following audio contains the personal testimonials of independent coaches and clients within the OptVia community. Their results are based on the unique experiences of their journey. We cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. We hope these stories inspire you to continue your journey with or join OptVia, but please note they have not been verified and your individual journey to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you speak with a healthcare provider in the US or a doctor in Singapore and Hong Kong prior to beginning your journey with OptVia. Additionally, this audio may contain income or earning representations of some independent OptVia coaches. We cannot guarantee financial success. Success with OptVia is derived from successful sales efforts, which required hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. OptVia acknowledges that this audio may be accessible to OptVia coaches in the US, Hong Kong, and Singapore. For independent OptVia coaches operating in the US, please see the OptVia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of US coaches under the US compensation plan. Please note that the Income Disclosure Statement only applies to independent OptVia coaches operating in the US under the US compensation plan and does not in any way constitute any representations as to actual or potential accrual of benefits for Hong Kong or Singapore coaches under the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the OptVia team.
So welcome, everybody, to the Wednesday Client Habits of Health Community Night. As I said, my name is Dr. J.C. Dornick. Unbelievable for me to be here tonight, and I'll tell you just quickly a little bit about my story, but tonight we are going to go over element 7 of the life book, and that is about creating a new healthy world. I got to tell you, you're looking at a man that is in his polished state. I became a client of this program 14 years ago, lost 80 pounds on this program, and have completely transformed my life. Became a health coach. Everything in my life and everything in my family's life has been transformed. If you want to know my story, just go open up this book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, which we'll talk a little bit about, and turn to page 475, because every story in that book is real, and I'm one of them. So welcome. It is just such an honor and privilege for to be here with you tonight and to have this honor. So let's start off with a little quiz. Just going to ask you this question right now. You might not know what this means. If you read the life book, you do. What is leptogenic? So just pop your answer there. We'll get a little bit of an idea of what those answers are in a second. Thank you so much. This is an interactive night. So here's our agenda tonight. So like I said, we're going to go over element 7 of the life book. You know, it's always interesting to wonder where you're at in the life book. Have you been following it along, you know, 1 through 6 prior to this? Or are you just jumping in? Are you a new client? What's great about the life book is you can start anywhere. And this one is very, very relevant to me and to a lot of you. But we always break it up into 3 sections. So there's going to be a mindset section, understanding your relationship with willpower. Boy, that was a big one for me. We're going to go over a skill set where we're going to talk about designing your home and other areas in your life to set yourself up for success. Oh boy, isn't that important. You know, we don't know what we don't know. And then the actions are we're going to all decide to identify areas that we're going to make adjustments and share them with our coach. And that's the action plan for tonight. So here are the quiz results. What is leptogenic? I want to take a quick look. So obviously a resounding surroundings that promote health, surroundings that lead to obesity, a form of seasoning for your lean and green. I always wonder if anybody's going to choose that one. Great job. Okay, so first and foremost, I just want to introduce our guest because I've got a lot to say, but I prefer to listen to him more. He's my mentor. He's the co-founder of OptVia. And you see his pictures there. Those are his beautiful daughters. Just a really, really amazing man that is responsible for guiding me through my transformation. When I started with OptVia, there were no books, you know, so I heard him talking about this thing. But he's the co-founder of OptVia, and he's also the author and creator of the Dr. A's Habits of Health System and the Life Book. And as you can see here, his credentials, you know, are just amazing. So he's a valedictorian of his medical class. He trained in open heart surgery at Cleveland Clinic, 10th boardified, one of the first 10th board of, 10 board of certified critical care physicians, surgical critical care director at Grandview Hospital. And he also was in the he was the department chair for anesthesiology for 18 years. Here's what all that means. He knows a lot of things about the problem. And when he came and created this thing that you and I are this vessel, this vehicle, he knew what the problem was, and he went out and he created a solution for all of us. And I just, before we bring him out here, I just want to read this. This was a massive breakthrough in my life too. And I'm just going to invite everybody in the chat that's here with us live. You know, if you want to say anything to Dr. A, he's looking at the chat window right now. Feel free to just shower him with love. I sure do it all the time. But here's what Dr. A says. Willpower is not something that you have or don't have, but a resource that becomes depleted and, like a battery, can be recharged. How powerful is that? Let me introduce to you Dr. Wayne Scott Anderson. Dr. A, are you there? Dr. A?
Sorry about that. Yeah, just here I am, and thanks for having me on the call. It's great to be back. You know, I feel like kind of Saturday Night Live for 15 years almost. I did this call every Wednesday, and now we have so many amazing, amazing people that are now leading it, such as yourself. And so it's great to see that the greatest honor you can have is when what you do is duplicated by the many and can really, really, really change all our lives. So with that, I'm here to talk about the leptogenic world and what that really means. And I love the answers because it is a word, really, I almost kind of made up. You know, the BCogenic world is the world that we live in. 70% of us are overweight or obese because we live in a world that's filled with nutritional pollution, food that's not healthy, sedentary lifestyle, way too much stress. And as this last year has really showed us, so much stress, so many changes that most people are decompensated and they need help and they need direction. So that's why we're here tonight. The Life Book represents one of those pieces. It's literally the architecture for people to write their story and then move forward and create a new story, one that supports long-term health and well-being.
Dr. Ray, before we jump into this, you know, you and I go back 14 years, and you know, you know where I come from and how far I've been, you know, and I had the opportunity to see this whole thing unfold in front of me and be created. When you create, just before we jump into element 7 in particular, I want to take this opportunity just so everybody can grasp this. When you created the Life Book, what was the intention behind it? Because I think everybody's grasping right now that there's something more going on. When I first started with this, we had a conversation. I don't remember exactly what was said, but I remember in that conversation, you brought to light the fact that I never woke up and made a conscious decision to get 80 pounds overweight and be miserable. So you brought to light the fact that there is this unknown, you know, lifestyle disorientation and that was going on. And just by bringing that up and starting to point things out, that's what I always looked at the Life Book. It's to rewrite the story, but it also points some things out that are going on that we sometimes are unconscious to.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Jay, why don't we take that slide down? I love the quote, but you know, the guy I'd rather talk in reality here now to all these fine folks out here. Yeah, the idea is that we need structure. We need things to be repeated. You know, as we live in this obesogenic world, as we talked about, and swirling around us is uncertainty, not really guidance and choices. And everything out there, there's so many things you can read about, right? You can go to Woman's Day. You can go to Cosmopolitan. You can go to, you know, all the health magazines and stuff. And, you know, and I've written several articles in most of them. But what happens is you get the idea of the week. You get kind of this thing, oh, I think I'll try that. But without fundamentally doing it daily, methodically over time, people really don't make long-term changes. Change requires first awakening, awareness, and then changing what you're doing. So as we grew up, we developed habits, a ton of habits, usually to solve problems in our lives. So, you know, something would come along, we'd figure a solution, and then we'd use it. It would become part of our story. And then that would be our marching orders to kind of take us unconsciously through each day. Now, I can tell you that the chances are that you had perfect mentorship, had really the best objective in mind to give you the best outcome, probably wasn't there through all those. So what, in essence, we're doing with the Life Book is taking the knowledge, the education, the understanding of what's necessary. When I wrote the first Habits of Health book 13 years ago, bottom line, it gave you the knowledge, but what it didn't do is give you the transformational process. So the Life Book now, along with the app, along with the book, is for education and reference. By the way, that book, The Dr. A's Habits of Health, is a referee journal. Everything that's said in there is backed up with current science. So it's not stuff I made up. It's certainly just take it into one place. It's kind of like shopping at Walmart, right? Everything you need, all these ideas usually you see independently, are all put in one position. And then throughout, our coaches, the guide, the app, everything is consistent to that message. So what we do in the first part is we just say to people, hey, we're going to get you going on this program. We're going to use it as the teachable moment because you're going to start getting healthier. You're going to lose weight, feel better, start gaining health. And then you kind of dial in that it's, you know, the losing the weight creates the incentive. It shows you can do these things. It shows you how much better you feel. And then it puts you in position, but you got to do the daily work. It's the daily work. And it's over a year. So rather than rush people through and say, you got to do this one this week and this one, no, you do it at your own pace. And we're going to slide back. We're not perfect. The problem with New Year's resolutions is people say, I'm going to do this. And then they go out and they've been sitting on the couch, you know, for the whole year. And they decide to go out and run 5 miles on the first day. They go out, they run maybe even a couple miles. Then they go home and they have shin splits. They have to call in from work for the next week and say, man, I can't do this. And so they're done. So what we do instead is in small little incremental steps, we start with understanding why you're here. What is your story? And what are the results you're getting? So we match that because your commitment, and the word commitment, is what you're actually doing every day that's giving you what you have now. So basically, if you're 50 pounds overweight, you're committed to being 50 pounds overweight. And so what the reality is, we break that down in a series of small little lessons. First, why? You know, we talk about our why it's so important. And you're going to hear that tonight from some fine folks of what their why was and now what's happened as a result of doing the daily work. So it's from knowing, you need to know. We all know some of the things we need to do to get healthier, but it's the doing consistently over time that creates the being, which is the becoming. So, you know, every one step you make more every week, like let's say you decide to do a micro habit of I'm going to add 100 steps a week. And 100 steps, my friends, is just going from the back of your house, putting on your shoes, walking to the front of your house, right? Then basically walking out to your driveway, then walking out to your mailbox. Then, and each week as you do that, no, making another 100 steps doesn't make you a fit person, but it's a vote in that direction. It says, I am voting now and I'm casting a vote to be healthier and to become fit. And over time, when you get your neat steps and you get your exercise steps from now consciously increasing your walking program, and then you move forward, then you're at 10,000 steps a day, then you're healthy. Then you're basically a person that fitness is who you are and who you become. And then you don't have to think about it anymore because willpower is a very depletable resource. It's something we can only do for a little bit of time because it requires the most powerful cost inefficient area in our brain. It creates a lot of energy to think. And for some people, it really is a challenge. So we want to start off slow, automate these things, and take the habits that we've kind of programmed in ourselves. And now through this year with the Life Book, now add the habits that will optimize your health and well-being.
Love it. Let's get back. So, you know, just one last to tie it up with willpower. Willpower is something that I have a lot of now, but it's something that I learned along the way. I used to depend on it. And it's so cool, Dr. Ray. I'm just from a place of gratitude, I'm seeing people in the chat that are saying, I'm on day one, I'm on day three. I just finished my first week and they're already entrenched in the Life Book. And
I'm going to challenge you a little bit, JC, right here on national TV. Your reason why you have so much willpower is because you've now automated and you've become someone who is a fit person. It's not willpower. You do it at an unconscious level because you did the work over the years. So now you live the habits of health.
He brings up a really good point. There's a lot of things that I do now that are in full support of where I want to go with my health that I don't even know I do. So right. You in the Life Book, you know, I'm unconsciously competent, as he says.
Exactly.
So This right here, so powerful. One of the things that Dr. A, you know, introduced to us from the get-go, but now you have it in the life book, is just considering your current day. We're going to go over element seven here, but if you just get a visual of this, you know, and by the way, you might notice that this diagram looks a little bit like our logo, right? The 24 radians in our logo, because they stand for the 24 hours that we have in our day to make better choices. But Dr. A, just want to hit on this a little bit. You know, when you created this, what is it that you want people to notice with this?
Yeah, it's the relationship between time and choice, the relationship between surroundings. And if you look at it, our days are pretty routine. They're pretty much set. And we do them, as you said, at an unconscious level. And when we can awaken ourselves and now reconstruct the clock, and now in support of long-term health, it makes all the difference. And by the way, in the next element, in element eight, we're going to talk about fueling every 3 hours. And so you'll see the knife and the fork there, which are the fueling points that basically we're going to move forward. So every 3 hours, people are fueling. But beyond that, there's a lot of other things, like when the alarm goes off in the morning, if you can see those blue areas, that's 8 hours of sleep. That's sacred. The sleep is not a luxury. It is the actual building block. And, you know, I've been able to stay healthy for my whole life, and I would attribute a lot of it to the habits of healthy sleep. I make sure I get 8 hours of sleep every day. You know, obviously, sometimes you don't, but majority of the time, I'd say 350 days of my year, I get 8 hours of sleep. And it's critical. And that's sacred. If you notice, there's nothing there. That's when you're in bed. And one of the things we're going to talk about in a little bit later in the skills is making sure we're changing your environment so we optimize that sleep. And it starts with an hour before you go to sleep, that orange area. That's actually a latent period where if you do these certain rituals, just like we did 10,000 years ago, it sets you up for success. So you go to sleep and have a solid sleep. And when you wake up in the morning, if you spend that first hour, that gray area, with yourself planning your day, deciding what you're going to have, maybe pre-packaging your foods, maybe the night before or in the morning, so that beyond your fuelings, you have the other things that will be healthy. You're now putting in these areas, like the car. See the car ride? Well, you can take that car ride and you can drive right by Dunkin' Donut. And you can have that little stimulus there. And all of a sudden, you know, you're in line at Dunkin' Donut with 100 other people. And the next thing you know, you're having sugar, you're having caffeine, and you're setting yourself up for a terrible physical day, feeling bad, full of sugar, low glycemic, overstimulated, fatigued, all the things can just by taking a different street and not going by those fast food places. So everything is about choice architecture. And bottom line, you should read the areas in Dr. A's Habits of Health, where we talk about that, as well as making sure you're filling in each areas where we can change our surroundings, which modify our behavior and make it less necessary to use willpower, JC.
That's right. And just, you're just making me realize, you know, my lovely partner in the other room, when she saw me going to do this, she said, "Hey, what time is this over? It better not cut into our twilight," because that's something that's non-negotiable in our house there too. So
love it. I love that. And that discipline, by the way, when you keep saying, I want to go back to, it's not, you can strengthen willpower a little bit. We can become more focused on things that are most important by becoming really more attentive and more managing our energy. But the reality is most of the things, why you're so successful now, why you were 70 pounds overweight and now you look the way you do, is because you've automated those things and they're now who you are. You're no longer, you cast every day all the votes for eating healthy, all the votes for being because you've worked out, all the votes that put you in position. So it just becomes natural. It is who you are. And that has to constantly be reminded throughout our life. You know, on our call on Monday, we talked about really Michelle Louf talking about basically actually protecting this time, being an advocate for the times necessary, just like you are with the twilight period.
Yeah, I remember that word was contending. It was
a great word.
Very powerful.
Great word.
So let's talk a little bit about skill set. You know, one of the things that I know is that in the beginning, I kind of left a couple of things, you know, unconsciously in the cupboards and
things. Oh, you like liked that. Them. You liked them. You know, you liked them.
Of course I liked them. But, you know, when I look back at this, you know, the food environment, designing our home, I remember a time where I unconsciously had some things to retreat to if you know what happened. So let's talk a little bit about this skill set of the food environment, you know, because when you go into our kitchen now, it looks very, very different than it did 14 years ago.
Yeah, and actually, Rhett, you know, that's something we should do, not just a before and after picture, but a before and after picture of our pantry, of our kitchen, our refrigerator, our freezer, because they are radically different. And basically, you buy your willpower at the grocery store, and you don't go to the grocery store when you're hungry or stressed, or you've been, you know, maybe rolling some of that weird stuff, which is not good for you. You need to go there with the right mind. You need to go around the periphery and choose the things that are healthy. Because if you're at home and suddenly you get this urge because you're stressed, you get a phone call that's disturbing, doesn't matter what it is. But the reality is you're not going to go out and drive to the grocery store. So you can stop, challenge why you're feeling that way, and instead choose something that's healthy. And that's so important. And I'll give you an example, just reminded me of it. So 2 weeks ago, one of my daughters was home. She had her five girlfriends over here for the spring break. And of course, you know, they're 20 years old. They have, you know, they're in great shape. They exercise 5 days a week. And one of the things that were in my freezer were chocolate chips, you know, Hershey's chocolate chips. And, you know, that used to be one of my downfall years ago, chocolate chip cookies when I was growing up playing football and stuff. You know, my girlfriend was a cheerleader and there was a lot of comfort in that. And I know this, I know that when I'm tired of everything, boy, the taste of that chocolate feels pretty darn good. So what did I do? They left. A day later, I went in there and I had one of them, had a couple, actually two or three of them, chewed them. And then I took the whole bag and I threw it in the garbage. Why? Because basically I don't want to be tempted. I don't want to be in a state where maybe I start doing things. Now, I'm not saying I can't do that because I can, because I don't do it. And the other thing I know so many of you on the line tonight are realizing, once you're using the feelings and you're starting to get healthy, actually, when you have some of that high sugar, high refined processed flour, any of those things, you feel terrible afterwards. It's your body showing you don't want that stuff. It's not healthy for you. It really throws off your insulin glucose response curve. It causes all kinds of problems with the way you think. You feel that ugh afterwards. So that's what's great about that. So yeah, architecture is important. And when we're in our pantry, the areas we prepare our food, we want to make sure that and I'm not going to go through the details of it, but bottom line is go in there and get rid of the things that are ultra processed food that aren't healthy for us. Go into the freezer and get rid of the ice cream, get rid of those things and the freezer, and then the prep and storage area. And if you have people in your family who are still eating that way, and hopefully they'll eat better because you're preparing better meals, but if there is some stuff, put that stuff down low, put it away where it's convenient. Remember, everything we do in the Habits of Health program and our transformational system is making it harder to do things that aren't good for you and making it easy to do things that are. So basically, you know, once you reach the healthy weight, you want to have out a big bowl of fruit. You can't do that while you're in the fat burning state. But once you do that, I mean, I have a bowl, and that was one great thing. The girls are kind of a dichotomy because they had a big bowl of tangerines and apples and stuff. And even after they left, I didn't throw those away. They're all gone now because I'd look over in the afternoon and have one of them. So we make it easier by doing those things. The other thing that's really important, I think the next slide may be talking about it, is the design elements, right? Yeah. The design elements, basically, and this is for eating out, but it's for everything the Habits of Health, healthy eating system I created is about portion control. If you think of a fueling is made by our company, designed by our food technologist and our research team, that is low glycemic, which means it's not going to raise your blood sugar. Two, it's portion control, so it's not too many calories. Three, it has the nutritional profile that gives you the vitamin minerals, and it's balanced protein and carbohydrate and low fat. What we do is with the Habits Health, my Habits Health system, my eating system, we duplicate or replicate that by having a 9-inch plate. So moving from a traditional 12-inch to 9-inch plate, we divide it into three sections. And it's interesting because the FDA, 4 years after I developed that, which was for, you know, to replace using the food pyramid, they actually went to my plate and duplicated our system, which is great. I mean, I love it. I think imitation is a great compliment. But the other part is you can do things like when you're out, like split a meal with a spouse, keep it in mind. The other thing is most meals at restaurants are way not portion control. So a neat thing you could do is ask for a leftover bag or a leftover container. And when you get your food, put half of it in there and put it away. Now, what I do is in that moment, I might really like something, but if I don't go in there, what I normally do, and yeah, this could be a little wasteful, and maybe, you know, that's the graciousness that we have by living in America where we have so much food. But bottom line, when I get it home, it actually, you know, the girls will put theirs in the refrigerator. I put mine in the trash because I know that I don't need that extra food. I don't want to be stimulated, and I want to make sure I'm using a food choice architecture, which is what creating a leptogenic world is all about. Create the world from your surroundings to minimize the temptations and maximize your success.
This is so cool that we're, you know, you're watching this live or you're watching this as a recording, and you're seeing these slides, but the guy that wrote all this stuff is talking about it. So what a valuable element 7 that we're going to have on the books.
And I want to say something about that, JC. So tonight, you know, before we got on the call, I said, well, let me read through element 7. And, you know, it's kind of neat because basically I read it and I'm teaching myself and I'm doing what? I'm repeating it again from a different vantage point. Rather than producing it, I'm actually receiving it. And listen, you cannot receive, contending for your health, as Michelle said, is an everyday job. But the benefits are so incredible for the rest of your life that it's just not even close. Do the work. Make it happen. Okay.
Dr. Ray, just one quick thing on this as we go through this other design thoughts in the bedroom. First of all, twilight hour, our whole environment has changed. But also, I just want to say one of the biggest things, a lot of people get, they'll take care of the pantries, they'll create their environment as is, but they'll still leave this thing bleeping all night. One of the biggest things that we ever did was start turning off our notifications and not bringing our phone to the bed. And that's where we got this from.
Yeah, I keep my phone actually 3 rooms and a floor away from me. Bottom line is not just the information and the connection, this electronic leash, but also the blue light. If you answer that thing once during the night, wake up and see the blue light, it goes into your RAS, your reticular activating system, and the blue stimulates activity and it makes it very hard to get back to sleep. So everything we do, and you know, in that slide, I talked about preparation. Now, later on, there's a whole element on sleep, but basically here in terms of leptogenic world, your bedroom should be used for 2 things. One of them is sleep and we'll leave the other one to your imagination. It's not a place to be watching TV, eating, doing any other nonsensical things. And so to prepare it right, get it cool, put you in a great position to get those 8 hours of healthy sleep.
That's right. You know, one of the things I became unconscious to is that the bedroom was for sleep. We would use it for a host of different things, you know, and like that you're seeing right here. And it's like a bear's den now, you know what I mean? And we get great, great sleep. So let's do a quick poll. So which area, let's get into action mode now as we come to the end. Which action are you going to change? Which action of your life are you going to make adjustments to first? So just give us your answer and we will quickly take a look at that. And here it is. You know, this is the way the life book works, by the way. And here's what, another thing interesting is I've gone through the life book, I'd say about 10 times now. And the first time I got the life book, I licked it and it wasn't food. And I said, what's this? But now it's my life, you know? And like he said, it changes every time. So let's really, really do this now. And let's look at 3 adjustments that we've made to our surroundings that are making an immediate difference to your health and life. We've just talked about a bunch of them that you can do. Feel free to mention them in the chat. But action is really, really amazingly important. One of the things I heard the other day is that learning can actually be a distraction without action, right? So what we're going to do is take action and we're going to create traction and moving forward here. So list those 3 things. And here are the poll results. We can take a look at these. Always fun to see them. So once again, I love to see how most people answer things in the same way. Kitchen. That's a very, very easy one and important one to do. Restaurant choices, easy restaurant choices now because we're not going as often. Bedroom environment, super important, and then other, awesome. So what actions are you going to take as a result of this element? After Dr. A always, anytime we do an element, and like I said, it keeps on evolving, he always asks this question. So Dr. A, we're at the end of of our session here. Any final words?
Yeah, that it's doable. You know, I watch so many people now that have lifelong transformations, one healthy habit at a time. And so basic, wherever you are, use your life book as your anchor, a place you can go back to. Make sure you write in it. As you write in it, you take ownership and then move forward. And when you struggle through something, ask your coach, call your coach, get some information, get some direction, get some course correction, and stay with it. I can tell you that the life book will ground you in something, working with your coach, and basically over time, you will get better and better. Stop beating yourself up. I can tell you, if you go through and do the well-being evaluation right when you start the life book, if you go through the life book and do the exercises, by the end of the year, when you go back, you will see that predictably, it's called predictable transformation, that predictably you will have improved your health, improved your life, and most likely, you know, we can't make guarantees, we'll probably live longer in a healthier state as a result of that. So it's really worth it. And the inconvenience of doing a little more now will far outweigh the inconvenience of having to go to the doctor and deal with medicines and hospitalizations and all those other things. We wish the best for you. I love you all. Good luck. I'm proud of you. Go get them.
Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Ray. What an honor this has been for me, this 14-year journey, sitting by your side as an apprentice and a student of yours. And you know, I really, truly, on behalf of me and our family, we are in control of our lives and creating our own. We're rewriting our story every day. And thank you so much. Hey, quick reminder, we're about to transition into an amazing new format where we're going to hear transformation stories from real people. We're going to go over the program. You don't want to miss that. But as a quick reminder, don't forget to sign up for the automatic text. Just text OPTAVIA 30 to OPTAVIA 30. Text OPTAVIA 30 to 99000, right? And remember, all of these are recorded. This has been recorded, and eventually it will be with all the other recordings. Go to YouTube and just look up OPTAVIA. So very important. And here are those last poll results that we just took. Awesome. Look at that. Dr. A, we just spent 30 minutes with these people and we got an 88% buy-in. And I'd say the 12% are pretty close. They're pretty close. So we're proud of you. And thanks so much for being with us. And we're going to get ready to transition into our next one. Please really, really mark this in your calendar to join us next week. This time next week for our Habits of Health community time, but the entire hour is going to be devoted to a health and hope session. And these two are just amazing. These are partners of mine and just great, great friends, just transformative people, world thought leaders, Jeremy and Lindsay Nix. They're going to be hosting this night. You don't want to miss it. Here's a little bit more information on that. All of our clients, our coaches, everybody is welcome to this. If you know anybody that is kind of hiding in the shadows like most of us did, that needs to find out about this blessing. You know, I always say that if you learn something today, give it away. That's how it's going to stay. What that means is if you want to keep something, give it away. Let's invite the world to this event next week on Wednesday night.
At OPTAVIA, our mission is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. The prior audio contained the personal testimonials of independent coaches and clients within the OPTAVIA community. Their results are based on the unique experiences of their journey. We cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. We hope those stories inspire you to continue your journey with or to consider joining OPTAVIA. But please note that they have not been verified and your individual journey to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you speak with a healthcare provider in the US or a doctor in Singapore and Hong Kong prior to beginning your journey with OPTAVIA. Additionally, this audio may have contained income or earning representations of some independent OPTAVIA coaches. We cannot guarantee financial success. Success with OPTAVIA is derived from successful sales efforts, which require hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. OPTAVIA acknowledges that this audio may be accessible to OPTAVIA coaches in the US, Hong Kong, and Singapore. For independent OPTAVIA coaches operating in the US, please see the OPTAVIA Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of U.S. coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan. Please note that the Income Disclosure Statement only applies to independent OPTAVIA coaches operating in the U.S. under the U.S. Compensation Plan and does not in any way constitute any representations as to actual or potential accrual of benefits for Hong Kong or Singapore coaches under the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.